Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Tov Ches. We are in the middle of Sif Aleph. We are up to the Ramah on the top of Reish Ayin Gimel, which is the page following 544. So the Mechaber told us in the beginning of the Siman that if a person put his Erev Chumen a certain distance away from his city, so then he has 2,000 amos in all directions. If he goes towards his city, the Mechaber said that if the 2,000 amos ends in the city, he can't walk the rest of the city. If the 2,000 amos in that direction goes through the entire city, machlokas, whether it was till the edge of the city or a little bit beyond the city, then we view the whole city as Dalet Amos, and he continue going with 996 amos beyond the city. So now the Ramah says, V'yesh Omrim, there are those who say, Da'afilu kolsa midaso be'emtza ha'ir, even if the 2,000 amos from his Erev ends in the middle of the city, Mahalech b'chol ha'ir kula, he can still walk throughout the entire city, avalo chutzala, but not beyond the city. V'yesh lahakil, and Zakta Ramah, one can be lenient like this shita of the Yesh Omrim. So again, the Mechaber said that if the 2,000 amos from the Erev ends in the middle of the city, you got to stop walking there, you can't go past it. The Ramah brings a Yesh Omrim that says that you can walk past it, you can walk throughout the city, but you cannot go any amounts beyond the city. Then the Ramah says, Vim kolsa midaso besofa ir, if the 2,000 amos ends at the end of the city, the afal gav da adayin ibor lefnei ha'ir, even though there is still the extension of the city that is beyond, and we discussed earlier that every city has 70 amos and 2/3 of an amma that he can really extend beyond the city before you measure the tchum. So Zakhtar Ramah, if the measurement of 2,000 amos ends at the edge of the city, even though there is still the ibor in front of the city, kol ha'ir ka'arba amos, the whole city is still considered like dalet amos, delo amrinan ibor shel ha'ir ka'ir lahachmir. We don't say the concept of an extension of a city being like the city to be machmir. Here would be machmir, because here what we would possibly say is, even though your 2,000 amos goes to the end of the city, but it doesn't go till the end of the ibur of the city, so that maybe you only can walk up until where the city ends, and you can't get an extension afterwards. So we say, no, the city still counts as dalet amos, even though the ibur is not part of it, and then you get to count the rest of the amos beyond the city through the ibur. We only use the concept of the ibur of a city when we're being lenient. We're trying to connect two cities. Their tchumen are not near each other, but if you give each one the extension of 70 amos and 2/3, so you're able to join them together as one city. If they each have 70 and 2/3 and they overlap, they're considered one city. We only use that concept to be lenient, not to be stringent. And then the Ramah says, kol mokom sheniach eruv tchumen, any place where a person puts down an eruv tchumen, v'yeshol alpayim l'kol ruach, and you get 2,000 amos in all directions, Osir lo lelech l'tzafon v'ledorom, rak neged rochav hamokom shekana bo shvisa. You can only walk 2,000 amos in all directions. The examples given are north and the south, only corresponding to the area where you were kona shvisa. Which means if you put your erev down in a place that you're kona shvisa just in dalet amos, so all you have is 4 amos going 2,000 amos in all directions. Vim eino rak arba amos, that's what he's going to speak out. If that area where you were kona yeshvisa is only dalet amos, kigon she'en ha'erev b'shus ha'yachid. For example, when you put down your erev, you did not put it in any kind of enclosure. You put it out in the field. So then, osir lo leilech l'cho ruach alpayim rak b'rochav arba amos im zevi oseyam kidl el simen shin tzadiches ebez. So then, you only have dalet amos, and you could extend 2,000 amos in all directions from that dalet amos. But you also get imzaviyosehem. To remember what we said, so you'll have dalet amos by dalet amos, 2,000 amos in all the 4 directions, but in each corner, you're going to put down, as we'll see, a board, ki'ilu, that's 2,000 amos or 2,000 amos, and basically you're squaring off the tchum. So though you really only get dalet amos by 2,000 amos, and dalet amos by 2,000 amos, you have a very skinny area to walk, but we end off squaring it off, and you put a 2,000 amos by 2,000 amos square on each corner. On the 4 corners, what you end up is with a 4,004 amos by 4,004 amos square. Because you start in the middle with an area that's 4 by 4, and then you extend it 2,000 on each side, so it's 4,004 lengthwise by 4,004 widthwise. That is what the Ramah says. We're going to stop there in the Ramah for tonight. Unless the Mishabura will try to clarify everything. 3 points in the Ramah. Point number one. There are those who say that even though the 2,000 Amos from the Erev ends in the middle of the city, you still can walk throughout the city. Says the Mishabura, the Sfirulu they hold, the Af Sheiniach Eruvo Rochok Alpayim Mibeso Shabair. Even though you placed your Erev a distance of 2,000 Amos from where your house is in the city, Hoel V'lon Biso Chair, since you went to sleep on Shabbos inside the city, Nechsheves Kol Ha'ir Ka'arba Amos, we consider the whole city like it's your Dalet Amos, Le'inin Shia Mutter L'Halech B'Kula, in terms of that you'll be able to walk throughout the whole city. The Kol Shekein Lachzer L'Beso, certainly if it's going to be from the Erev till your house, more than 2,000 Amos, like one of the cases we discussed yesterday, where you put your Erev 2,000 Amos from the edge of the city, from the edge of your Tchum, or edge of your city, so then you're going to have to go back and not reach your house, but you would be allowed, because the city is all considered Dalet Amos, you would be certainly allowed to go back to your house. Aval le'inyan midas ha'tchum, but in terms of measuring the tchum, gam le'deyazo, even according to this more lenient shita, chashvinon ha'ir b'midas alpayim, the city is counted towards the 2,000 Amos, kevan shekolsa midasa b'chatzia ir. Since Lamaisa, the 2,000 Amos measurement ends in the middle of the city, so the 2,000 Amos ends. You have a leniency that you can walk throughout to the rest of the city, but V'lochein Osir L'Halechutza L'Klum, you can't walk beyond the city at all. So again, yesterday we said in the Mechaber that if the 2,000 Amos from your Erev goes past your city, the whole city counts as Da'an Amos, and you continue measuring past that the rest of the 2,000 Amos. But if your Tchum ends in the middle of the city, you stop right there, you can't even walk the rest of the city. So now we're being lenient and we're saying that if the 2,000 Amos ends in the middle of the city, you can walk throughout the rest of the city, but you will not get any extension beyond the city. The Choze Bi'ir Shalonba, Zotim Mishabura, this leniency is also only true if you spent Shabbos, you went to sleep in the city. Avalin Lon Bimokom Shvisaso, but if you went to sleep in the place where you akona your Shvisa, where you put your Erev, the kolam midas alpayim shelo beemtza ha'ir, and then from there, your 2,000 amos ends in the middle of the city. O shalon biirzo, or you slept in this city. V'higia midaso bechatzir acheres, and your 2,000 amos goes and ends in another city. So ein lo lahalech ella ad mokam shekolam midaso l'kuyamba. Then, according to everyone, you cannot walk through the rest of the city. It's only a leniency if from your Erev till your city where you slept on Shabbos is going to be 2,000 Amos ending in the middle of the city, you could walk throughout the rest of the city. But if it's another city, it's not true. If you didn't sleep in the city, it's not true. Only if you had to sleep in your city, so then if the 2,000 Amos ends in the middle of the city, we'll give you the rest of the city to walk. But like we discussed previously, through throwing, you would be allowed to carry throughout the whole city. So we'll just review this. If the whole city that you ended up in, that you can't necessarily walk past the city, you can't necessarily even walk beyond where your house is or where or your 2,000 Amos ended, but if it's in an area that is enclosed by walls, it's a Rosh Sayachid, so you can carry there. You can't walk everywhere, but you can carry everywhere. So how do you carry somewhere where you can't walk? You could throw it. We pointed out that it can't be throwing your own item, because your own item is dependent on your tchum. So if you can't walk there, you can't throw things there. But if you're carrying something of hefker, or you're throwing something that belongs to someone else, who that area is part of their tchum, then it would be okay. So to summarize this Mishabura, this leniency of your house ending the 2,000 Amos will allow you to carry in the rest of the city, if that is your city, that's where you slept for Shabbos, so then the 2,000 Amos from your Erev till your house is ending the 2,000 Amos, you still can walk throughout to the rest of the city. But if it's not your city, it's a different city, or you're not sleeping there, then you only have to stop where the 2,000 Amos ends. You can't carry, you can't walk any further. Again, if it's surrounded by a wall, you can carry further through throwing, because carrying is a different issue. That would be permissible, but you would not be able to walk there. That is the end of point number one of the Mishabura in Yud Aleph. Yud Beis. The Bach and the other Achronim say that you can go lenient and follow this Shita of the Yesh Omra of the Ramah. Again, that if your 2,000 Amos ends in the middle of your city, you can walk throughout the rest of the city. The next point of the Ramah, which is point number two, is that we don't factor in the Ibur of the city, Luchumra. So if your 2,000 Amos goes through the city, but not through the added part of the Ibur Ha'ir that's beyond the city, that will not affect your city from getting the din of Dalet Amos, and we don't say that the Ibur is part of the city and you didn't make it through the whole city. We don't say that. Says the Mishabura, Ratzalomar, we don't say Luchumra, meaning the name of that we would theoretically say, the Haveka Kalamidasa Be'emsa here. Since your Mida didn't go through the Tchum of the Ibur of the city, it's as if your 2,000 Amos ended in the middle of the city. We don't say that. Mishum de'adayin yesh Ibur lefnei ha'ir, because there's still an Ibur in front of the ear, so maybe we would think to say that. De lo amrinan Ibur shel ir ki'ir el lahakel. We only say the Ibur of the city is like the city, to be lenient al Midas ha'tchumen, on the measurement of the Tchumen, velo lahachmir, not to be machmir. Venire, de baze akoponem lo chashvinan ha'ibur im ha'ir ka'ar ba'amos. But in this case, where the 2,000 Amos goes through the city, but not through the Ibur of the city, so just the city will be counted as the Dalet Amos, not including the Ibur. However, in Kol Samidaso Vesofa Ibur, if the 2,000 Amos goes through the whole city through the Ibur as well, then it's Poshet and Nechshav HaKol Ka'ar Ba'Amos. It's Poshet that we would count the city plus the Ibur as Dalet Amos, Umaskul Midaso Mesofa Ibur V'chutza, and you continue the rest of your 2,000 Amos beyond the city and the Ibur to get more area afterwards. That is the end of point number two. Now point number three, to review, the Ramah said that wherever you were Kona your Shvisa, so you have that area and 2,000 Amos in all directions. So if you're in a field and all you have is Dalet by Dalet, so you just get a very skinny 2,000 Amos all directions, and then we fill in the four corners so you get a square of 4,004 Amos, like 4,004 Amos as your tchum. So explains the Mishabura, so cutting your dalet, safanu darum, hu adin l'kol ruach. It's just examples, the north and the south. It's true in every direction. You have 2,000 Amos. Umishum maskonas dvarav shevesof hago hisker safan v'domon. Because of the end of the Ramah, that he mentions more specifically the north and the south, that's why he uses that expression over here. That we'll see tomorrow. But it's lav dafka north and south. It's all four directions. You get 2,000 Amos. If katan tesvav neged rochav amokom, that 2,000 Amos in length goes across the width of the place where you kona shvisa. Ratzalomar im haya bebayis obiir. So if you were kona shvisa in a house or in a city, af shehi yoser gedola, even if it's very big, no simlo alpayim lekorach neged rochav amakom ahu, you will get 2,000 amos in all directions across from the width of that area. V'achakach mosifin lo gamkein zaviyosehem, and then we also add on the corners lemalos to fill in sheyia ketavla merubas, that it should be like a square board. The words of the Ramah said, with the corners like above, gam al zekoy is also going on. In this case, avalo yoser, but you will get no more. Sivkoten tazayin. So the example the Ramah gave was an area that's 4x4, that was ein ha'eru b'shis ha'yachid. Sivkoten tazayin was a lomar elohiniach eru v'asada. When you put your eruv not in a b'shis ha'yachid, rather in a field, then you get only dalet by dalet, and you get the 2,000 amos all from there, very skinny, and then we square it off. Zakta mishavura sekoton yodzayin. V'hainu, etzem rochav tchumo shetofes b'chol tzar alpayim aman negin mokom shvisas ha'odom shu arba amosav. Really, all you get with the 2,000 amos in all directions is a very skinny 2,000 amos. That's 2,000 amos by 4 amos in all directions. Achein. However, kfar mevur le'elbasim in shin tzadi tesiv yud, we already explained earlier, shemim malin ha'kronos. We fill in the corners, kol keren bitavla mirubah shel shnei alofim. Each corner will get a board that is 2,000 amos by 2,000 amos. V'zeu mashakosav ha'ramah im zeviyoseihem. That's what the Ramah means when he says with the corners. Nimtza, turns out, shemidas tchumo, the measurement of his tchum, achar milui akronos mikol tzad, after he fills in the corners on every side, nasa ketavla mirubas, it comes out that he has like a square board, shall arba alofim ama im arba amos, al arba alofim ama v'arba amos. Like we said before, it will be 4,004 amos by 4,004 amos in a square. U'bechol shetel zeh mutal l'halich, and in that whole area, he's able to walk. Achein, this is pashit, im hoysam mokom shvisaso gedola. That's all if he was a mokom shvisa in the sod, that's all he has dalet, but if he put it in a house, He put it in some kind of city that's surrounded by walls. Could go in Ir Shembachzekes Elif Ama Berachva Berachva Erka. Let's say you put your Eruv Tchumen in a city that was 1,000 amos by 1,000 amos. So you're Kona Shvisa in an area that's considered like your Dalet Amos, but it's really 1,000 amos by 1,000 amos. So then when you do the 2,000 amos all directions and you add in the corner squares, Yeh Midas Tchumo Tavla Shel Chamisha Alofim Al Chamisha Alofim V'chol Ki Hagavna. So you're starting with, instead of 4 amos by 4 amos in the middle, 1,000 amos by 1,000 amos in the middle. Then you go 2,000 each direction, so you end up with a square of 5,000 amos by 5,000 amos. That is where we'll stop for tonight. And Mr. Shem, we will finish this sif with the third installment tomorrow.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.